إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you. We continue our classes on this very important topic, عَشْرَةُ أَسْبَابٌ لِلْوِقَايَ مِنَ السِّحْرِ وَالْعَيْنِ. 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. Our noble Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq ibn Abdul Muhsin al-Badr, حفظهم الله تعالى ومتعه هو وأبوه بالصحة والعافية وغفر لهما وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات آمين. A quick review inshallah ta'ala together. Barakallahu fikum. We mentioned five of these means, right? So we're halfway. Tonight we go ahead and do the sixth mean from the 10 means. But before that, a quick review, inshallah ta'ala. Who can tell me about the first of them, inshallah? What was the first of these means that helps from magic? Because magic is real. The evil eye is real too. So, Naam Abdullah Taylor. Seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aina. In Arabic, you know what that means? Huh? To say "أعوذ بالله," but التعوذ بالله تبارك وتعالى التعوذ والذال التعوذ بالله من شر الحاسد ومن شر الساحر. أين نعم. السبب الثاني, what was the second of these 10 means? نعم زيد. تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. نعم تقوى الله. A person should be upon تقوى of Allah, piety. That's what helps you, because the protection is from Allah. Protection is from Allah. You cannot protect yourself from the shaitan or from these people that they out there, they trying to hurt and they cause problems and chaos. So protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted for the muttaqun. Number three from the ten means, na'am. What was the third one, Akasha? Ahsant. As-sabru ala aduwihi. Now meaning not just any sabr, but you have to have a patience enduring the hardship. Even if somebody try to hurt you and the like, then you know who he is, but he's the one who the evil eye and this. We don't go and fight them. Be patient, alhamdulillah. The qadr of Allah. Now, so you got three on three, mashallah, that's good. Al-Rabi, what was the fourth of those 10 means? At-tawakkul ala Allah. Ahsant. Na'am. At-tawakkul ala Allah. You have to put your trust in Allah. You know, everything happened by Allah's will. Everything is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that decreed to happen to you, it will never escape you. Can't escape it. So alhamdulillah, if it happened, say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal and be patient, inshallah. Al-Amr al-Khamis, the fifth of these means. Okay. Hussein?
Free your hearts from being concerned about
it. Ahsant. Free your heart from being concerned with it. Now you're already sick. You're already going through something. So why you make it worse by constantly thinking about it? And you remember, if you're constantly thinking about it, make it worse. That's not the cure. That's not the cure. The cure is just to get it out of your heart, like they say. Okay? Don't think about it. Even when it occurs to you, try to get rid of it, those thoughts. Aynab. Be patient. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go by your life as a servant of Allah in obedience. Don't change all your plans. Now you make it your business now. Your main goal is to find this man. Whenever you see him, you hear his name, and you want to do something. Nah, don't change who you are. Stay that servant of Allah, that obedient servant of Allah, that good husband, that good father. Naam. Naam. A good worker and friend. Because when you keep thinking about this and get agitated and get mad, and that's going to reflect on your behavior, and you take that behavior with you to the house. Now the wife suffer, the children suffer. Then you take that behavior to work. You take that behavior with you when you drive. You take that behavior with you in a masjid. No, no, clean your house. It's like, can you imagine somebody carrying with him a trash? Stinky bag of trash. He take it out of the kitchen, but he's supposed to put it where? In a trash can. But he forgets and he keep holding it. And he came right to work and, hey, you don't, guys, let's do something. What would you tell him? Well, why don't you start by getting rid of that trash bag, man? It stinks. Alright? So now he's like, no, no, don't worry about it. That's my bag. He's taking it with him whenever he go. No, no, get rid of these problems. Don't make it. Alhamdulillah, you reflected, Allahu Akbar, you're a human being. Allah wants good for you. But don't make it your concern. That's all on your mind now. That's what you talk about all day, all night. No. Talk about something else, man. Jazakumullah khair. Anything else? Huh? Anything we want to review? Na'am, Abu Darda?
How to say that in Arabic? The fifth one.
The fifth one? Ayna. فراغ القلب من الانشغال بعدوه والفكر فيه. فراغ القلب. Anything else, Ukasha? You have your hands up. You have what? You have the sixth one? You have the sixth one. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. How did you get it? Did they mention it? In the last class. What is it?
Iman.
You're close. It has something to do with Iman, but you're close. I believe you, man. If you said you hear it from me, I believe you, okay? Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Now, anything else, Ikhwan? It's all good? The review is over now? Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. We continue. As-sababu, as-sadis. The sixth of these 10 means, Naam Ukasha, al-iqbalu ala Allahi. Wal-ikhlasu lahu. Thus you have to turn to Allah. Your heart has to be towards Allah, not towards dunya, money, this, that. Take from the dunya what you need, but your heart has to be towards Allah. Most of your time is you think about your Lord, you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His blessings, His favors, tafakkur. And with ikhlas, you do it with sincerity. وَجَعْلُ مَحَبَّتِهِ وَتَرَدِّيهِ وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَيْهِ تَرَدِّيهِ بِالضَّادِ وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَيْهِ فِي مَحَلِّ خَوَاطِرِ نَفْسِهِ وَأَمَانِيهَا تَدُبُّ فِيهَا دَبِيبَ الْخَوَاطِرِ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا حَتَّى يَقْهَرُهَا وَيَغْمُرُهَا وَيُذْهِبُهَا بِالْكُلِّيَّةِ الله أكبر. Of course now, when a person is afflicted with any of these things, magic, evil eye, hasad, of course we're human beings. You're not a robot. That you're gonna like put another disc in there and change the programmation or whatever and, you know, delete something and put something. You don't, we're human beings. Alright? So, you can't just delete some thoughts in your mind. You just can't because we're human beings. But there is a way to get rid of these thoughts and these ideas. He says, by thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your mind should be on this. That make your focus in this life, your main objective, that your main achievement that you want to achieve in this life is the pleasure of Allah. People, man, their main achievement is to get more money. Main achievement to be a ball player somewhere. I don't know. He want to be a superstar, like they think, they superstars. This man, his main goal is to be famous. But your main goal as a Muslim, our main goal is to please Allah. In every move we make, in everything we do, in every decision we're about to make, to please Allah. That should be our main priority. That's the higher of all goals, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you make this your concern, that will melt and kick away everything in your mind and in your heart. If this, you make this your priority, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you constantly remembering Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing things and saying things that is pleasing to Him, yes, you're going to be tested, you're going to hear things, you're going to feel some way, but He's not going to stick with you like He sticks with others. He's going to come and go. The rain comes in like 10 seconds in a sunny day. The sun is still there, but a little, you know, drizzle, and he's gone. Right now. So your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to do what is pleasing to Allah. So when you're tested, it won't be a problem for you. It won't. Because your mind is on something else. It's not on that thing. No, it's already on the remembrance of Allah, on getting the doing things that earn you the pleasure of Allah. قال فالمبتلي بهذه الأشياء يحتاج من وسائل العلاج أن يعمر قلبه بالإخلاص لله والمحبة والإقبال على الله وملء القلب وعمارته بالإيمان. Here is the إيمان عكاشة, okay? بالإيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى وأن يجعل هذه المعاني العظيمة تدب في القلب شيئا فشيئا حتى تعمر القلب وتملأ القلب فلا يبقى لتلك الأشياء في القلب متسعة. الله أكبر. So make it your concern. In general, as a Muslim, make it your concern to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you know this, when you know your purpose, you have to always remember this purpose. Ask yourself, why I'm here? We're not created to just do whatever he wants to do and eat and sleep and drink. No, we're created for a reason, yeah. We're created for a reason, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet we are in this life, we're going to be tested. This is not the Jannah. The Jannah paradise, no tests, no sickness, no enviers, no magic, nothing. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. You're going to have nice time in there, alhamdulillah. That's it. You don't get sick, you don't go broke, you don't need money, you don't need status, you don't need citizenship, green card, nothing. Visa to go here, or somebody tell you, what you doing here? Who are you? Who allow you here? Nothing. Nobody asking questions. You have palaces. Subhanallah, the floors is from marble and gold walls and anything you name. You got servants that serve you. Subhanallah, it's amazing. You don't have to go to the store to buy stuff. Stuff come to you. Think of anything and it's right there. You don't grow old. You don't get sick. You don't get tired. You don't get mad. Nobody ever, ever get you in a bad mood. Nothing. You're always happy. You're always nice. You're always in a good mood. Ain't nothing. You don't spit. You don't sweat. You don't use the bathroom. Nothing. Sweat with the musk. You don't need anything from this life or worry about, oh, I'm going to do something, get corrupt, nothing, subhanAllah. Anything you desire, it's in there, okay? But we're not there yet. This life here is not like this down one. This is the place of test, trials. You get sick, you're subjected to many trials, and you may lose your life, your wealth, People may even say things about you, lie against you, and you're going to go to trials. You're not the first one. The best of the people of mankind, the prophets and the messengers. Our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they look at the big mess going on because of what? They talking bad about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. هذه سنة الله. But now the most important thing is that how you go through this. How you go through these problems. Naam. Remembrance of Allah. Ikhlas, sincerity. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ibadah. Your heart has to be filled with love for Allah, with iman, sound belief in Allah. So the more these things are in your heart, until it takes this space in your heart, there will be no room for something else. There will be no room for something else. Even if somebody come and try to put something in your mind, in your head, in your heart, they can't. Why? Because there is no room. They just can't. Because you're not that person who have some free space. They can put anything in it. See, that's why, look, when a person is sound in aqidah, sound on manhaj in the deen, it'll be that they can't do nothing with this man. You see? They can't. They want to throw shubha, it rebound back to them. You see? Why? Because his heart is already filled with sound aqidah, with the manhaj, sound knowledge. But if someone is ignorant, don't know, no aqidah, no tawheed, no sunnah, what happened? His heart is empty. Nothing in there. They can't put anything in there. So the Shaykh, he says, when the heart is filled with these things, the ikhlas, sound iman, the taqwa, and along with patience, tawakkul, then that's what's going to help you go through the hardship. فتبقى هذا ابن القيم still talking ابن القيم said فتبقى يقول يعني ابن القيم فتبقى خواطره وهواجسه وأمانيه كلها في محاب الرب والتقرب إليه. وترديه واستعطافه وذكره. Because a good servant of Allah, all of his thoughts is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his law. His hopes, what he hoped for, what he wants to achieve, what his main goals is, the pleasure of Allah, to get close to Allah, to be loved by Allah, to be from those who are loved by Allah, to be from those who earn the pleasure of Allah. So that's why you constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال تعالى عن عدوه إبليس أنه قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين. And Allah tells us about his enemy, Shaitan, Satan. That's the enemy of Allah. But what Satan says in Surah Sad, verses 82 and 83, he swear by the izzah of Allah. Shaitan, he knows Allah, ya akhi. You see? He says, by your might, by your might, O Allah, I certainly try to cause all of them, your servants, to go astray. Except your servants who are sincere. See? You need ikhlas. That's what saves you from the plus of the shayateen. فَالْمُخْلِصْ لَيْسَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْهِ سَبِيلٌ. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahu wa ta'ala, he says, the one who achieve ikhlas and sincerity, shaitan find no way to that person. He's going to keep trying here and here, but the doors are closed. The roads are shut down. Shaitan, he keep trying, but he's not going to find no way to this person. Why? It's not because he's white, he's black, he's rich, he's poor, he's from this country or the other. No, because of ikhlas. Doesn't matter your color. Ikhlas. That's the key. فالمخلص بمثابة من أوى إلى حصن حصين وحرز مكين لا خوف على من تحصن به ولا ضيعة على من آوى إليه ولا مطمع العدو في الدنو منه. And he gave an example. Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, he might give an example. He says, the one who achieve ikhlas, and he's upon ikhlas, and he's sincere, have sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like someone who made it to a fortress. You know a fortress, right? Huh? They very high and high walls, and it's difficult to penetrate. Almost impossible. Even if they try to give them, they try, but with difficulty. He said, likewise, the person who's upon ikhlas and sincerity, so he finds that ikhlas is a fortress from shaitan, from the enemy. He's like someone who's have an enemy coming up to him, but he finds himself in a fortress. The enemy is right there, trying. He can save, but he cannot get to. He's safe from the enemy. فما أعظم أي نعم فما أعظم سعادة من دخل هذا الحصن وصار داخل اليزك لقد آوى إلى حصن لا خوف على من تحصن به ولا ضيعة على من آوى إليه ولا مطمع للعدو في الدنو إليه منه وهذا مطلب عظيم جدا لمعالجة هذا الأمر وغيره من الأمور والإخلاص أساس كل خير وسعادة وفلاح في الدنيا والآخرة. He says, now imagine how happy would a person who is running away from an enemy they cannot face, and then they find themselves, they made it to this fortress and close the doors, and the enemies, they're out there but can't get to them. You know how happy? The relief of this person, huh? Because the enemy can't get to them. So like Alhamdulillah, he says, with ikhlas. He says, because ikhlas, ya akhwan, is the foundation of all good. There is no good without ikhlas. There is no happiness without ikhlas. It's the foundation of all good, of all happiness and success in this life and the hereafter. May Allah grant us ikhlas. As-sababu sabi'. So the sixth me of the means was about what, Akasha? Huh? أحسنت على إقبال وعلى الله والإخلاص ولا you deserve a gift because you said it in Arabic and you know who's going to give the gift, right? Alright, you know. Alright, Akasha, how do you even know? طيب جزاك الله خير. الإخلاص الإقبال على الله والإخلاص له. طيب, that you have to turn to Allah by being obedient to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and being sincere. نعم. السبب السابع, what is the seventh of these means? What is it? نعم أخي, what is it? This is the seventh of the ten means. Who can remind us? Who remind us? تجريد التوبة إلى الله. We didn't say it yet. Okay, I just want to see if you're up with me or not. طيب, الله يحفظك. قال الشيخ, تجريد التوبة إلى الله من الذنوب التي سلطت عليه أعداء الله. Now you find yourself, you want relief. This is the real cure. This is the real medicine. Okay? He says you have to, if anyone find himself afflicted with any of these things, and also for those who wants to be in the fortress away and protected and away from this harm, then you have to make sincere tawbah to Allah from all sins. He said, because these enemies, they harm you because of your sins. That's why they get to you. That's why they get to you. They get to us, our enemies get to us because of our sins. Because you lose that protection. Now that fortress got a something open in it. Some door is open. Some window. There is entrance in there. You pay attention to. Sins. Inam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Ash-Shura, in Surah Ash-Shura, the ayah number 30, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. أي نعم أحسنت. فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what you your hands have earned. Now, don't blame it on this person or the other person. It's of what your hands earned. تسلط العدو أيا كان حاسدا وعائنا أو غير ذلك من أسباب الذنوب. فما كسب ذلك. So if you're afflicted, if your enemy find a way to you, whether the hasid, the one who's jealous and or the evil eye and the like, is because of the sins. Because of the sins. Because of what your hands have earned. إذن من وسائل العلاج النافع المفيدة أن يتوب الإنسان إلى الله عز وجل من ذنوبه التي سلطت عدوه عليه توبة صادقة إلى الله عز وجل. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. He says, so from subhanAllah, he says, from the greatest of all means and from the cure, the greatest of all cure and medicine, أينعم, that are very beneficial, is that a person repent from the sins, because those sins brought him in trouble. Because of the sins, now he's enduring these hardships and going through these problems that his enemies have afflicted him with because of the sins. So this is the greatest of all means of protection and the cure as well, is to turn to Allah with repentance from all sins. A sincere repentance, sadiqa, tawba sadiqa, a sincere repentance from all sins. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Tahrim verse 8, O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. Allah addressed the believers. So don't say, look man, I'm upon aqidah salafiyya, minhaj salaf, I don't make mistakes, I don't make sins. Now you make sins. Come on. So Allah addressed the believers, O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Naam. وقد قال العلماء التوبة النصوح هي التي تجمع شروطا ثلاثة. And the علماء, they mentioned that the sincere repentance, how a person, how one of us know that this is a sincere repentance or not. You know if it is a sincere repentance if three conditions are fulfilled. It's not just someone say, oh, I repent and that's it. لا, three conditions has to be fulfilled. أولا الندم على فعل الذنب. Al-Nadam. You have to find in your heart that regret. You regret committing the sin. If someone did something wrong himself with any sin, one of the main conditions that tawbah is sincere is that a person feel in his heart, man, that's not me. How could I do such thing? You don't need to wait until next Jumu'ah to hear the Imam say a hadith or two about that. No, himself. As soon as he's about to do it, or he's doing it, or he finished with it, then at that moment he feels bad. He don't feel good. No, he feels bad and says, SubhanAllah, how could I have done such thing? He feel bad about it. He regret doing that action. That's number one. Number two, al-iqla'u anhu tamama. To give up that sin in its entirety. Don't give up half of it. 2/3 of it and say, look, I'm making a progress. No, give it up. Give it up. وَالثَّالِثَ الْعَزْمُ الْأَكِيدَ عَلَى عَدَمِ الْعَوْدَ إِلَيْهِ. And the third of the conditions, that you should have azm. You be determined not to go back and do it again. At that moment. Because this, but then even if people are like that, they may go and sin again. But at that moment, when you make the tawbah, when we're supposed to make the tawbah, you should have determination that I'm not going to do this again. But later on, and follow the means that keep you away from that sin. But if later on, for whatever reason, you were weak, we all weak, and you did it again, do the tawbah again, okay? وإذا كان الذنب يتعلق بحقوق الآدميين يضاف إلى ذلك إعادة الحق إلى صاحبه أو طلب عفو مسامحة. نعم. So who can repeat these three conditions for the tawbah to be sincere, for a repentance? And Allah loves His servants who repent to Him. Okay? Allah loves them, those who repent to Him and ask for forgiveness, because Allah is Al-Ghafoor, is Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن كثير. He accepts the tawbah. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, Surah Az-Zumar, O my servants who wrong themselves. They transgress, not just they do once a while, they transgress the boundaries of Allah. They wrong themselves with sins. Still Allah said to the Prophet, tell them, despair not from the mercy of Allah. Don't you ever let the shaitan tell you, oh, you're done. Hey, come on, man. There's no way. You're doomed. You're done. Because, come on. You're all of this stuff? No. Never think like that. Tell them, never ever despair from the mercy of Allah. Because Allah forgave all sins. Why? Because He's Al-Ghafoor Rahim. Allah forgives. Because these are His names. Allah loves to pardon, loves to forgive. Allahu Akbar. So what is the three conditions for tawbah? Naam. You give me one, and you give number two, and Abdullah give number three. What do you want to give? Okay, you give number two, and you give number three. It's okay? Or you want to give number two? Number one. You want to give number three?
Okay, I take number two.
Number three? Oh, alhamdulillah. Naam. Number one. You know you forgot number two? Okay, alhamdulillah, you're a human. It's okay, we all forget. Now,
regretting about the bad action you did.
Ahsan, you have to have that regret. Gotta have it. And nobody can tell you that. Don't fake it neither. Gotta come. You gotta be sincere. We just talked about sincerity. Don't fake in front of somebody. Man, I can't do this. Still texting. I'll see you later. Yeah. Don't fake it. Who are you playing? Playing yourself? In front of the brother, A'udhu billah. Yeah, astaghfirullah. I don't know what happened. But then you have plans in your mind. Allah knows that. I have to regret. Inna'am. May Allah help us. Alright. Who is number two? He came back to you?
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. What did you do?
Regret.
Huh?
Regret. You gotta regret the,
okay, that's number one. You want to repeat number one? Huh? Abdullah, number one is the brother, you just said it. You regret. You have to feel it, that regret. Meaning, can you explain to me the regret?
Yeah, to feel bad about the action.
Hassan, you feel bad about the action. Give me a little bit more. Now, Hudayf. You want to say something? Huh? التعود بالله أحسنت. You say, أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. From the evil of our own selves. You need a gift too. Allah Akbar. I'm sorry, brother. Alright, number two.
Mir. To give up the sin.
أحسنت. To give up the sin completely. Not partially, or let me finish this, I'm only 18. I bought this thing, let me finish it. Give it up. And number three?
Never do it again?
That's not. It's not quite never, because you can't. You don't know. You never do it again. It's like you're a human being. Ahsan. Be determined and tell yourself, I'm not going to do it again. But it's not up to you. That's what you want, not to do it again, but you may and you may not. Okay? So determine, have that determination and say to yourself, I'm not going to do this again. But you have to follow the means. If, for example, for somebody who, give me an example, a sin that a person should not go back.
Disobeying your parents.
Drinking.
Backbiting.
Drinking. Let's do drinking. Drinking alcohol. Okay? This man, he drink alcohol. Why? Why he drink alcohol? Who can tell me why?
Problems.
He has problems. Or why he drink the alcohol?
It makes him forget the problems.
Make him forget the problems. Like, I'm looking for something so I can build on it. All right? Now. Follow his desires.
He walked by a store.
Right now. That's one good thing. Another thing. He walked by a store, a liquor store. And they have sold. Oh, never. They never have sold, those guys, right? Yeah, astaghfirullah.
They have a Canadian soda. I forgot what it's called. They use it as like a chaser.
A chaser?
When you drink, I don't drink.
I don't like when somebody tell me like you. I understand what you. I understand that's only like figuratively speaking, but I just hate it. When somebody comes to you, imagine, Akhi, you were drinking. I'm like, Akhi, stop right there. I'm not, don't use me as an example. I take it as an offense, man. Yeah. I understand what the brother is like. Akhi, I'm just using an example. I said, use another one. Don't use me. Use me in a bad example.
When they drink alcohol, it burns their throat. So they drink some soda to follow it down, so it seems to it's like a chaser. So they say.
What this has to do with the price of tomatoes in China?
I thought you said soda. I thought he said something about soda. That's all.
No. No, we say I'm looking for something else. Like when somebody drink, huh? But now he's like he's a Muslim. He's like, a'udhu billah. Drinking is bad. He knows. But what made him? What helped him to fall into drinking? The brother says, that's a good example. He's passing through the, he passed by, bad friends, bad company. Ahsan, you deserve two gifts. The little brother right there. Okay, you give him something too. You just want to know, so. Alright? You don't mind? Me too. Hayyakallah. Now, so after the class, exactly, something nice. Exactly. Naam, that's bad companions. He hang with the wrong people. He's like, that's my friends. You can't take people who are doing wrong and disobeying Allah's friends. You just can't, because you're on a path, they're on another path. You're one page, they want to bring you to another page, the wrong page. So now, he hang with them, maybe the first time they drinking, or he's drinking Pepsi. Next time he switch it to Diet Coke. Then slowly went, come on man, one little, they ain't gonna do nothing, you see? So what he need to do? He need to stay away from the bad companions. Stay away from these means. Anything. That path that make him through those things that remind him of something. That's why, look, you change even the environment you live in. If you're in a surrounding, in an area that make you, your access to the evil easy, then move. Go somewhere else. Some people, they were afflicted with drugs, with this, and they want to give up everything, and they did, but then they stay in the same surrounding. And then they are
subjected to that every day. They see it. I don't want it. Look over there, they see it again. Over there, they see it. It's right there by the porch, on the steps, in the front door, in the back. Now you gotta change that environment to the best of your ability. Go somewhere else so you stay away from those things, okay? Barakallahu fikum. That's good. Now, is this the only thing about Tawbah? That's it? These three? Huh? Is there another condition?
Timing.
What timing?
Has to be before death, has to be before the sun rises.
Ahsant. And the Tawbah has to be before death come to you. I know. Sheikh Ubayd says, why? Because when the angel of death come, that person, he already know if he's doing good or bad. I know. So now, astaghfirullah, la. Have to be before that. And he has to be also before the sun rises from the west. Because that's one of the major signs of the hour. Okay, what else? From the condition of the Tawbah. Na'am Rahman? Huh? Khalisalillah? What is all of them? That's what it means, Khalisalillah. All of these ones that we're doing right now, that's what determined that the Tawbah is, since that's Khalis Lillah. Na'am? Between me, huh? Alright. Why not you, brother? Okay, between us, alhamdulillah.
Between us and other creation, we have to seek their forgiveness.
Ah, ahsant. I see, that's a good thing. Now, if that sin involves the rights of the human being, of somebody else, we have to do this. If I am the one who have to deal with these things, to go through this process, good process, then by doing all of these conditions, I have also, if I wrong this brother right here, maybe took his property, for example, I have to give it back to him. Or if I don't have it anymore, or it's damaged, I come to him and say, Astaghfirullah, please forgive me. I'm the one who damaged your property. I'm the one who did this. I'm the one who talked bad about you and this and this. Please forgive me. So that person, he may say, Alhamdulillah, that's all I want. You're my brother. You're forgiven. That's good. Or he may say, no, I forgive you, but you have to give me my laptop back. I forgive you, but you have to fix my bumper. Because sometimes the people, they just go in the parking lot, and as they go in, they may hit somebody's car, or maybe he slammed the door, and he was parked so close to the next car, and he opened the door, and the door slams into the person, the next car next to you, big dent in there, and you're just going to leave? You can't just leave. If you know the person, you tell them, look, this one happened by mistake. Or if you don't know them, leave a paper or your information, and the like. Call me, please. I'm the one who did this. I couldn't wait for you. But please give me a call. People, they appreciate that. They may even forgive them and say, you know what, that was enough. That was enough. And especially if you did it in Walmart, and then that, it was a non-Muslim. And then they find a little piece, paper. They may not even pay attention to that. They find a patient, my name is Muhammad, Abdullah. This is my number. The reason why I left this on your, what do you call it?
Windshield.
Wiper. Okay. The right one or the left one?
Either one.
Okay. Mashallah. Then, because accidentally the door slammed, and please give me a call so I can. Okay. SubhanAllah, they may like, when they meet you, they like, why you do this? Because usually nobody sees you. I wasn't there. You tell them, no, but Allah sees us. You don't have to see me. My Lord see me. You know, so that's why. That's what. You Muslim? Yeah. Islam teach you these things? Yeah. Wow. Now, alhamdulillah, especially in this time when people are talking about Islam and all Muslims are in the same boat. No, there's a lot of boats, man. They're good boats. There's only one little boat that is bad. Out of 1.6 billion Muslims, all of them bad? No, maybe 0.01 they bad. But the rest, alhamdulillah, they good. They want good for themselves, for others. Alhamdulillah. Aina. But now, here is the question. Sorry, we're going to stick with this one because it's important. Is it you have to all time go and tell the person, look, I'm the one who backbited you. I'm the one who slandered you. I'm the one who took this property. I'm the one. Is it?
Not if it causes bigger problems.
Ahsant. Only if you know that that person, he's, like we say, cool. He's a nice brother, mashallah. He has good akhlaq. He will like, subhanAllah, you came to me, mashallah. I know it takes a lot of courage to come. Not just courage, it takes ikhlas, sincerity. Huh? So now you came to me, don't worry about it. Oh, you know what? I still need my car to be fixed. Don't worry about it, just give me a little bit. MashaAllah. So now, that's good. But now if you know that the person you're dealing with, if you go and tell them, I'm the one who did it, he's going to make a big deal and he's going to fight you and make it worse. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, no, don't tell them directly. Huh? Try to send them money or send them whatever to make it up for them, their property or whatever, inshaAllah ta'ala, through other means without them knowing that's you, because you know that person. If he knows that you did it, it's going to be a big problem. And as for backbiting, you ask Allah to forgive you and make dua for them, and you mention them with good in the same gathering that you have mentioned them with bad and the like, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله فما سلط على العبد من يؤذيه إلا بذنب يعلمه أو لا يعلمه وما لا يعلمه العبد من ذنوبه أضعاف ما يعلمه منها وما ينساه مما علمه وعمله أضعاف ما يذكره سبحان الله. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى says, when the enemies harm a person is because of his sins, whether he know them or he don't know. And he said, and that which you don't know from the sins you have committed, hey, more than those you know. And that which you forget is more than what you remember from your sins. Subhanallah. Allah al-Musta'an. وَلِهَذَا يَحْتَاجُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ تَوْبَةً صَادِقَةً مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ اِقْتَرَفَهُ مَا عَلِمَهُ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ وَمَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْهُ. He says, so therefore a person should make a sincere tawbah, sincere repentance from all sins he or she has committed, whether you remember them or you don't. You know, don't just sit there and pour, okay. No, you may not gonna remember everything you did wrong. Sometimes we're wrong ourselves, we're wrong others, we don't even know. We don't even pay attention. So Ibn al-Qayyim says, we supposed to repent from all sins. فَيَقُولُ Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله فما يحتاج العبد إلى الاستغفار منه قبل ذلك قال أي نعم توبة من جميع الذنوب التي كانت سببا في تسليط الأعداء عليه. نعم, you gotta make repentance from all sins because that's the reason why the enemy get to you. ولهذا يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله فما يحتاج العبد إلى الاستغفار منه مما لا يعلمه أي من ذنوب نفسه أضعاف أضعاف مما يعلمه فما سلط عليه مؤذن إلا بذنب. He says, that's why a person, we supposed to make istighfar and ask Allah forgiveness, but you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness from the sins that you don't know more than you ask Allah forgiveness for those sins you know. He says, because that which you don't know is more from what you remember. ليس في الوجود شر إلا الذنوب وموجباتها فإذا عفي من الذنوب عفي من موجباتها. He says there is not a sin or evil actually, except that it is the result of sins. So he says if you are free from sins, you don't have to worry about the consequences. أي نعم. فليس للعبد إذا بغي عليه وأوذي وتسلط عليه خصومة شيء أنفع له من التوبة النصوح. He says, now a servant, if he's been transgressed against him, he was wronged, he was harmed, his enemies get to him, there is no way out for him that is better. There is no better way, no better cure than sincere repentance from sins. So whenever you find yourself, somebody talk about you, they lie against you, send text message, this, But what you do? Here is the proper way. Look at yourself. Forget about him. People, they want to go look at him and curse him out to send 10 text messages. You know, you'll be transgressing because you're angry. You don't even know what you're saying. Yeah. Forget about the person who harmed you. Now you want to focus on yourself. Because anyone who harmed me because of this my sins. And of course the ulama, they mentioned, this doesn't mean that you forfeit all your rights. No, you have the right to ask for your rights. For example, if somebody harmed you now, take your property. No, say, oh, go ahead, take it. Whenever you want to take the other one, I have the other piece here. No, you take your right, but what you do at the moment, do things for you. Because these are objects, material things, man. If he stays with you or he took it, this the most important thing is yourself, your soul, your heart. أين أم؟ قال فقد يكون تسلط العدو على الإنسان سببا لعودته إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى كأنه يكون له بمثابة التنبيه والإيقاظ سبحان الله. He says now, when an enemy oppresses you, actually there will be a mean for you to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a wake up call. Yeah, you've been harmed and stuff, but you're like, hey, I must be doing something wrong. For these people to do this to me, I must be doing something wrong. And you find out that you've been doing something wrong, and you repent from it, Allah, so isn't this a good thing? It turns out to be good now. قال وكم من إنسان مضى في غفلة فتسلط عليه عدو فقال لم يتسلط عليه هذا إلا بذنوبي فيكون تسلط العدو عليه بابا له مبارك للتوبة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. He said many people, they're heedless. They just go by their ways, they whatever. They're not even paying attention what they're doing. Are they obedient or not? Taqwa. And then they face a problem. And then they're innocent. But somebody transgresses against them. And then at that moment, a wake-up call for him. And he's like, he or she say, SubhanAllah, it's because of my sins. I'm heedless. I'm not that righteous servant like I should be. That's why this person is talking bad about me. I lost Allah's protection, and it turns to a good things for him. Allahu Akbar. وَهَذَا مِنَ الْخَبَرِ الْخَيْرِ وَالتَّوْفِيقِ لِعَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أن يكون هذا سببا لعودته وتوبته وإنابته إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. الشاهد أن هذا من الوسائل العظيمة النافعة للخلاص والسلام من تلك الإصابة. Says now, being affected or afflicted, transgress against somebody wrong you, and you're like, SubhanAllah, these people, they wrong me because of my sins. That's why they talk bad about me. They didn't talk about me last month. Why not now? I must have done something wrong that made me lose Allah's protection. And you find out, he said, this is one of the means that help and assist the believer to recognize his mistakes and his sins and deal with them by sincere repentance. Allahu Akbar. And that's khair for him. And that's good for him. And we stop here, inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue next week with the remaining 8, 9 and 10 of these means. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.